Should we teach body checking early? Hi, this is Coach Chick, author of How to Coach a Young Hockey Team, letting you know that a recent poll over on my website tallied almost 100% in favor of teaching checking skills to young hockey players. Before you start scratching your head, though, let me explain. I have to begin by saying that checking is a term that means defending, or it can be used to form the root of a lot of defensive ploys, like back-checking, forechecking, hip-check, cross-check, and of course, body-checking. It can also be used as a noun, like, that man is your check. The fact is, checking represents about half of the game. In other words, we're on offense for a lot of the time, and then we're on defense when the other team has the puck. And that time we're on defense is when we're checking, in one way or another. So, does it make sense that we should be teaching checking skills to the youngest kids in the game? As my article on this suggested, very young ones deserve the chance to learn about the terminology, about how the rink markings and certain imaginary areas come into play, how to deal with the physical side of hockey, as well as gaining some tactical advice. Now, perhaps you have to understand one thing. Our game is filled with collisions, whether body checking is permitted or not. And I think it's only fair to help players of all ages deal with those. Secondly, and partly because of the previous line of thinking, hockey players just have to be strong in their feet. And in reference to that, I am often joking to my older students and players that you can skate like a ballerina or a figure skater in open ice, but when you start moving into traffic, it's a whole nother story. In this regard, I do a lot of drills with young kids to help them resist someone trying to push them or someone trying to steal the puck from them. So, does this make sense to teach the youngest kids to spread their skates and to lower the centers of gravity? I think so. Then, hoping that helps make my argument for teaching some body contact skills, whether hitting is allowed or not, how about the mental side of the checking game? What I'm talking about here is teaching kids how to approach an enemy puck handler, whether skating backwards as a defenseman or moving in on a guy in the offensive zone. Again, I don't care whether hitting is permitted or not, because if you want to look stupid, run straight at your man, or play him in a way that allows an exit to whichever direction he wants to go. The idea is to angle your man to one side or the other, and preferably to the side of the checker's choice. I teach players to approach a puck handler from a 45-degree angle, usually into our forecheck strength. Some coaches also like to see an enemy puck area driven to his backhand as he looks up ice to make a pass. Approaching with the stick held in one hand makes the checker look bigger, and it also helps to influence the puck carrier in the direction we want. The checker would like to put the puck carrier in a state of panic, appearing to be closing quickly. However, that checker must remain somewhat under control in order to not be beaten by a tricky puck handler. Gradually, the checker closes the gap between himself and his man, still always maintaining that 45-degree angle. The process isn't much different for a defenseman playing a single oncoming attacker. The D wants to jump towards mid-ice, thereby trapping his man to an outside lane. The stick should be held in one hand. He has to maintain close to a 45-degree angle and control the gap, and then gradually close that gap. Does any of what I've said so far require a body check in the end? Not at all. Would all of it help players at a non-body checking level play a puck carrier more wisely? You bet. In fact, while all of this advice would help even adult players, I think it's imperative lead-up knowledge for a young player to perfect as he prepares to eventually play the hitting game. In closing, my article over on CoachChick.com goes into much greater detail, and it's accompanied by some drill ideas and some helpful photos. So I'll leave a link to that page in my show notes.